And welcome back to Holochat. My name is Bobby.
And I'm Rachel. And today we're working on our two-person religion. We've invited you along for the journey. This has been 15 minutes since we recorded our last episode, but for you it's been months. So welcome back.
Welcome back. I don't think it's been months. I think it's been a couple weeks.
Months. You know how time moves. Okay, sure. I'm sure months. That these weeks will have felt like months.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So I think we've mentioned several times, maybe even not on this podcast, but we've mentioned that we have been traveling a lot and we'll be out of town. Mm-hmm. So we're having to record some episodes in advance so that we can still post in a timely manner.
Right.
And that includes this one. So we talked, you know, we've been trying to do most of our episodes without a theme and more like current events, like us just chatting about what's going on in AT. World. This episode is going to be different. This episode has a focus. It has a task.
It's a special edition. Yeah. We've got a job to do today.
I have long said that I believe that Jung Ho's high notes are equivalent to like my religious experience. As a non-religious person, I get the most religious fulfillment from Jung Ho's high notes.
Okay.
So we have decided to expand upon this premise and develop a full and true religion for Jung Ho's high notes, of only which us two will be in it. You are welcome to join, though, because we're really open here at the, we don't have a name for it, at the something. Send us an email if you've got a good suggestion for a name.
It's not the Jung Ho, Church,
the Church of Jung Ho, the Church of
the Church of Jung Ho.
You know how the Mormons have like they're the LDS, the Church of Latter-day Saints. I feel like we should have a snappy, the Church of CJH. Okay. Yeah, we're the CJH.
Yeah.
That's what we are. Okay.
There we go. We did it.
Welcome. Welcome to the CJH. We're here. We're going to do this in a numbered list, maybe. We'll see how it goes. We're going to try. So first up, why do the people need this, Bobby? You answer, because it's my religion. So you answer why the people need this.
I didn't realize when I said that when we were decided you were going to lead this thing, that meant that I'd be doing all the heavy lifting.
No.
I will give you my real answer.
Okay.
My real answer is that our Lord and Savior, Jung Ho.
Yeah, that's your real answer. Okay, I'm ready.
is vastly underappreciated in the fandom. He gets used as fodder for fan wars, and he is not, people do not take him seriously. They do not take voting for him seriously. His stuff does not get streamed seriously. So I'm tired of it. We're starting a holy war, but we can't do that until we have a religion fueling it. So this is just step one.
Right. I actually do have a serious answer too, and it is kind of related to that. I feel like Jung Ho always tells us who he is. He tells us with his words and his actions who he is and what he wants, and I feel like no one listens to him. And so if we deify him, he's the leader now, so we do have to listen to everything he says. Maybe people will start like respecting his opinions. A lot of people try to speak for Jung Ho and what like Jung Ho wants and needs out of his career as an idol, when Jung Ho has spoken for himself many times and the people haven't listened.
Truthfully, we could say the exact same thing about literally every member of ATEEZ.
That's true. Like, we could.
Every single one. I've got screenshots on my phone right now.
I leave it to the other people to build their own religions. Yes. their own sister religions.
We can't do it all for you. We welcome you into the fold, but you've got to do a little bit of the work too. So we're gonna set a precedent. We're gonna lay some groundwork for those who want to follow in our footsteps.
Right. Build their own we welcome you. Religion.
Yes.
It would be great if we could have like a community of religious supporters. We can exchange pamphlets. Yes. Like that would be great.
Just like different churches coming together for a big like church event.
A potluck.
Church the way that it was meant to be done.
Yeah.
A potluck, but everybody's just bringing different AT songs to play really loud.
We could all bring a photo card to trade. That's the potluck.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I would say, secondly, we need this religion because we need a little bit of levity and hope and joy in our lives. And that's kind of hard to find these days. And so in our last episode, I think it is the last one where we were chatting. We talked a little bit about some things that were bringing us joy in the fandom and how there's so little that brings us joy in the fandom. Uh-huh. Like as far as like fandom activities go, and this is another thing to bring us joy, to make this be fun.
I also have a more serious philosophical reason in that I do think that spirituality is like a huge part of being a human, the human experience, and you do have to, as a human, experience that type of spirituality somewhere. Like that's part of the human experience, and you do need to fill it for a fulfilling life. But spirituality doesn't actually mean that you have to be religious. I don't think you need to find that spiritual fulfillment through religion. And when I say that I consider Jung Ho's High Notes a religious experience, I do mean that in a literal way. Like I'm not actively worshiping him, but that spiritual experience that people get from church, that fulfillment, that like when everyone starts singing the gospel songs and you feel that kind of soaring feeling in your chest, that is a feeling that I get from Jung Ho's High Notes. So in like a literal sense, it does fill the place a more spiritual component would fill in my life. And people do need that, like sociologically, you do need something
bigger than you.
Yes. And I don't think that thing has to be an actual God, unless you think that Jung Ho is your God. But anyways, speaking of gods,
which is a whole new level of idolatry, but number two.
Number two is the main characters of this religion. So every religion has their main characters, right? Their main gods, their main movers and players. And in this one, our main, do we call him deity? A god? Deity. That's the word I'm looking for. Our main deity. Our only deity. No, our main. We could have ATs kind of be like a sub deity.
I feel like this could be like a heavenly father and son situation. Maybe in a way.
Or like, you know, then in the, I think both of us were raised in a mono god system, but there
are monotheistic.
There are other systems that have multiple gods.
This could be more like a Greek pantheon of gods situation.
Yeah. So there's a pantheon. All eight members are part of the pantheon. And this is our Jung Ho sect.
This is the Jung Ho temple.
Right. That doesn't mean that the other temples are bad. That doesn't mean that we don't even visit the other temples. It just means we're in charge of the Jung Ho temple.
Right. Exactly. So we're the temple of CJH.
The temple of CJH. That's better. I like it.
We're getting there. See, we're workshopping the religion together. This is a very exciting moment for you. I bet you've never been there at the birth of a religion. You're welcome.
That is exciting. Years from now, the lost podcast files will be found. The world is over as we know it. Some civilization comes across these files. And they're like, oh, the birth of this major religion in this community.
Major. For everyone in the future, it was major. Don't ignore what you find on the internet, which is probably heavily censored right now. But, you know.
This was a major player in the world of religion.
Faith and belief, even when you don't have like proof, is really fundamental for all religions.
True. So facts.
Have faith. Mm-hmm. Have faith that what we're telling you is true and right. Mm-hmm. I do like the idea of, rather than being a prophet, being more of like a temple maiden.
Yeah.
Because the temple maiden feels more like boots on the ground, daily service.
And I don't think I should be elevated to a prophet just because I'm bringing this to a religion. That doesn't feel right in my heart. Mm-mm. It feels like I'm just making the space for it. Right.
I'm not telling anyone what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like cleaning up the wax from the candles that have burned down, you know. That's my level of contribution.
I'm polishing Jung Ho's little face in the statue of Jung Ho. I think that's exactly right. So our main characters then are ATs. Our main deity is Jung Ho. We have some, I feel like Edenary has to be in here somewhere, but I wouldn't put them on level of deity. Same with KQ. They're more like, maybe they're prophets.
Yeah.
They're the prophets here.
They're the vehicle for delivering. Mm-hmm. Or they could be like demigods.
Mm, demigods is good. So they're that's here, good. But yeah, that's not really somewhere. The focus.
That's not our job. That's mm-hmm. not our job.
So then number three, our belief system. What mm-hmm. is it what? That we believe?
Yeah. What do we believe? What do we value?
Jung Ho's high notes are our Lord and Savior.
Jung Ho should have high notes is our...
It's our main tenet here.
It's basic. So now officially, once we sign our constitution, which is what we're writing right now, mm-hmm. once we sign that, and this does become a recognized religion worldwide.
Yeah. Worldwide.
When
we're
you...
We're going to file it in the religion filing system. Yeah. I don't know where that
when,
is.
That's got to be a process somehow. But when you... Atenies, mm-hmm. when y'all complain about Jung Ho always gets the high mm-hmm. note, why mm-hmm. are they making him always sing the high note? Mm-hmm. You are infringing on our religious freedoms.
Yes, which are very important to me.
They are very important. So
you're not just infringing on my religious experience. You are trying to actively make a space where I can't have it.
Right.
And that's worse. Mm-hmm. You don't want me mm-hmm. to practice my religion, and I feel like that's mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. So that's our belief system.
Yeah, right there is he should have high notes.
And everyone...
As many as he wants.
As many as he wants. And mm-hmm. everyone can be saved by his high notes. No one has to suffer a Jung Ho high noteless world.
Right, but it is also your choice.
It is your choice.
So you get to decide whether you want to be saved by the high notes or whether you want to go try to be saved by like sans abs or something, okay? So you get to pick uh-huh. what you want.
But you still cannot infringe upon my right.
Right.
To have picked Jung Ho's high notes.
I'm not over here being like, son has to wear a shirt all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that to
never
you.
Say
if
that. You're,
if his abs are your religion, it's weird. It's weird if that's your religion. But if that's your religion, I'm not going to infringe on your rights. Mm-hmm. But I'm also saying that we don't need to be hooting and hollering about Jung Ho's high notes. Mm-mm. Unless it's a positive hooting and hollering, which mm-hmm. it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I love a positive hoot and holler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe we could have like an all. We could all come together with our Jung Ho mm-hmm, high note mm-hmm, videos mm-hmm. and have a big hoot and holler. Like, that would be fun. Right.
Okay. I do feel like I want to take this a step further. And okay. that our belief okay. system is not just that he should have high notes, but also that his high notes bring value mm-hmm. not only to the song, not only to ATs as a group, mm-hmm. but also to the world.
Uh-huh. To right? the souls of the people.
To the souls of the people. So it's not just he gets to have them, but that stripping that away from him would be detrimental to all
world.
Of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world is a shitty place. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it can be saved, but not if you take Jung Ho's high notes away.
Right. I also, little sub note, so this is point A under Roman numeral 1. Jung Ho is more than his high notes, because I do need there to be like a little subsection of recognition for his fashion sense.
Yes.
For his beautiful face.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
And for his dancing.
So good.
And for his acting.
So great.
And for his variety skills.
So wonderful.
Which includes... is not limited to his conniving nature, mm-hmm. his monster of capitalism.
If Jung Ho is a deity, he is a trickster deity.
He is a trickster deity. And that's mm-hmm. really important to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. So all of this is part of that, but it all supports and uplifts mm-hmm. the high notes. His high notes are better because he will trick you at a game, mm-hmm. right?
Like, the belief system really is that Jung Ho is sort of on this, on a pedestal, right? We've put him here. He's this is full on.
You just picked him up and set him right up there.
And that all of the things that make him who he is, mm-hmm. they all contribute to him helping us achieve grace through him mm-hmm. and his high notes.
They manifest in the high notes.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he is a human, because mm-hmm. he has flaws and different facets of his personality.
Allegedly.
We haven't seen any of these flaws personally.
I haven't seen him and his flaws in the same room, but I've heard that they exist.
But because he is human mm-hmm. and he can achieve this feat that should not be achieved by humans, like that mm-hmm. he can achieve it, that is what is bringing the grace to us. That is what is mm-hmm. saving us, mm-hmm. you know? Like, that's mm-hmm. what makes it mm-hmm. beautiful, that right. He's not a perfect God from heaven. He is a man.
And, he's, you know, one of us.
He's one of us. What but if God was ascended. One of us?
What if God was one of us? No one is asking this question.
Except us.
Except us and whoever sang that song in the late 90s. Who was it? I don't remember.
I don't know. Maybe that'll be our theme song.
Thank God Jongo's one of us.
Yeah. I do think that that is, like, the fact that we see him with all of these different sides, and then he stands on stage and he gets hit by that spotlight and we hear that high note and it takes our soul out of our body. Like, I think that is right. the experience. That's the full experience.
The singer was Joan Osborne.
Oh, Joan of Arc. She's bringing the good word to the people.
I'm so tempted to push play and just bring that to everybody. But okay. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So I think that I think it's important that he's a man,
yeah.
a normal human. Because, you know, other people do hit good high notes. Celine Dion, famously, very good at high notes.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston. My soul doesn't ascend when they hit them.
Mm.
So it is the full Jung-ho package that's really
right.
bringing us.
That's a very good clarification. That's very important.
Thank you. All right. So 4 is our main tenets, which I feel like we kind of talked about a little bit.
Well, this is the what do we do? What are our actions that we need to take? So if we're going to be followers of this religion.
Mm-hmm.
How do we behave?
We love and appreciate that there's a high note.
We
Sorry,
do.
You go ahead with your one.
We do. That one's not really like an action that you take. Mm. That one is like a that's your belief system.
Right.
But
if
I love and appreciate Jungo's high notes, what do I do with that? Mm. One, I stream his music.
Yeah.
Commandment one. The first commandment is we stream Jungo's music. We stream it as much as we stream
all of his OSTs. Everything
we put him on our playlist.
To be the light.
We recommend him to people.
Mm-hmm. We make, when we post on social media, maybe sometimes we use a Jungho song.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
That would be nice. That would be so nice. Commandment number two, we vote for Jungho.
Vote for Jungho. Votes for Jungho.
Now, I would like to note, this does not require you to spend money. Some of us do. Some of us own silk pillowcases and
some of us
facial toner.
Had a ridiculous Amish romance subscription.
Some of which she has foisted onto me.
The amount of Amish religious romances that my mother has is truly obscene because I gave them all to her. Mm-hmm. As a non-religious person, I had no use for them. So, anyways, you don't have to spend money, but
you don't have to.
You do vote for Jungho.
You do.
When there's an opportunity to do so.
You know, with your power, with your time, with
it's
whatever
like
you
giving
have.
Giving alms to the church, right?
You're
it's
a tithe.
Asked to give what you can.
Yeah.
And that
traditionally,
is
what people say 10% because tithe does apparently mean like 10% in Greek. But the common like understanding is that you give on the off the top of whatever you receive.
Yeah.
You give a little bit off the top to you know, to others, to your church, to whatever.
In Jungho's case, yes, that can be money if you have the means. Mm-hmm. You can spend for votes. But it can also be the time to stream his solo stuff, to watch his stages on YouTube, to watch his solo song covers that he's posted on YouTube. So it can also be time. It does not have to be money, but you're just giving some to Jungho. That's one of our main tenets.
Yes.
Another tenet.
We do not complain about Jungho's styling. His fashion, his choices that he's clearly made for himself. His hair, we do not. We only talk about how lovely it looks. We can subnote, subset, so enter indent.
Uh-huh.
We can dream. So we can talk about hair colors we'd love for him to have, hair colors we'd love for him to revisit.
I have a beautiful poster in my room of him with purple hair. I love it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That was a moment in time.
It was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, anytime he tries something a little bit more daring, it's almost like more special because it's Jungho.
It's
because
so rare.
He's so, yeah. But like him, the natural version, I brought his postcard out so I can look at it.
Oh, beautiful.
Natural Jungho is perfect, and we don't complain about that.
And we don't retweet other people complaining about why is Jungho always in a jacket. Jungho is always in a jacket because he wants to be. If he didn't want to be, he wouldn't be wearing
this man loves a jacket.
He loves it.
Are you even paying attention if you think he doesn't love a jacket?
Mm-mm. So I think, okay, let's go back. First commandment was that we stream Jung Ho's music.
Mm-hmm.
The second commandment was that we vote for Jung Ho, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The third commandment, I think we should broadly call it respect Jung Ho's decisions.
Yes.
As opposed to focusing specifically on style, because we know that his style is his decision. He's been real clear about it. He's been like, we had big plans, y'all. We were going to get some research and some of his like quotes that he has, because he does have them. We've read them. We read them all, where he talks about how he has a say in what he wears. He chooses what he wears. And all of them have said some manner of that. But they, in the Cosmo interview on YouTube, there's like a specific part where the members are like, Jungho's the most particular about what he wears. He's the loudest about his style. And so what we have to do as good Temple of CJH members is respect Jungho's choices regarding style. But also, this goes back into the high notes too. Jungho has also said that he loves doing the high notes. It brings him personal fulfillment. So we're going to respect that choice as well. There's another one that people are always discounting, and I'm trying to remember what it is. Oh, him not wanting to be in the logbooks.
Oh, look, this one I think falls under respect Jungho's privacy, because I have another one that goes under one.
We'll say
that's three, a little bit related.
We'll say three is respect Jungho's choices, and then four is respect Jungho's privacy.
If you are not aware that Jungho sometimes does not wish to be in the logbooks, you have not been paying attention. I have seen in more than one logbook, Jungho will just zip right by the camera with like a little bit of a nod, and then he's gone. And he's just like nowhere to be found. And then the logbook videographer, poor logbook lady, has to go hunt him down in a back hallway somewhere and like pin him to the wall and be like, say something to Aitonese. I bet because there are people have made a fuss in the past because they're like, well, how come Jungho wasn't in this episode a lot? And it's like, maybe he was busy doing his job. Maybe he didn't want to talk to you right now. Maybe he was trying to save his voice. Because there have been times where he's put himself on voice rest because he's either about to sing or he's just been singing and his throat is tired.
Or so, they're doing a ton of singing in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And he wants to make sure he's conserving his voice. This is related in that there has been a big push with ATEEZ to do more behind the scenes recordings. And ATEEZ has said, and I don't remember which member, I think it was Hongjoong though, has said some of us are more comfortable having...
Jungho said that.
Oh, it was Jungho. It was Jungho.
It was Jungho who said some people, and everyone assumed that he was talking about Edenary, but he never said that he said some people aren't comfortable being on camera during the recording process.
And I don't know, because Jungho hasn't said it, because he would never want to piss off his fans. He would never want to disappoint ATEEZ. He would rather, I'm sure, throw himself in a well than disappoint ATEEZ. But I think the some people is Jungho. I don't think that he wants to be having his recording process recorded. I just
even
like,
though he always nails it on like the first try.
He does. He does.
But I maybe mean, that's because he can focus and he's not worried about like
I just don't think he wants to have to worry about it. Like he wants to sing. He wants to do his job. And I think we should respect that. There was this big movement that people were really mad that he wasn't in the In Your Fantasy behind very much. And it's like, yeah, that did suck. But also, I don't know that it wasn't his choice to not want to be there. So I'm not going to fight it. KQ has no reason not to put him in the logbook. They just don't. Like, that's...
They're not purposefully excluding any of the members, because that just logically doesn't make any kind of sense, right? Right.
We know that ATEEZ is not unhappy with their company. They just signed a 7-year contract. If Jungho felt like he was being ignored by his company, he wouldn't have just... Jungho's not going to do what he doesn't want to do.
Yeah,
and so
he's made that very clear.
We have to respect that maybe Jungho doesn't want to be recorded in these moments.
Yeah.
So we're respecting Jungho's privacy.
And along with this, we do not demand that he show more skin.
Yes.
We don't do it. We don't demand swimming
pool
photos.
Off his shirt.
We do not demand that. When he chooses to bare a knee
We look at it gratefully as the gift.
We look at it gratefully. We say thank you
for this blessing.
If he gives us another saucy bathroom selfie. Say thank you.
Thank you. We print the picture and we hang it in our temple, and then we move on.
And we don't demand you do it again. And we don't be weird about it.
No.
We're not going to be weird about it.
Mm-mm.
We don't have to be weird about it, y'all. We can be joyful.
You can be joyful.
We don't have to be weird. There's a difference. I think we all know the difference between like having fun with it.
This was something that happened to you, but I'm going to use it as an example. Mm-hmm. I also don't like a main tenant is part of this. Don't invade their privacy or don't invade Jungho's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
If he has like a thing where more skin shows than he meant to,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to zoom in on it. We're not going to pass it around. We're not going to act like this is some sort of life-changing event. Like when, I think, was it like a nip slip? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was. He was wearing like a loose tank top and something happened with the shirt or something, or it ripped or something like that. But I blocked people over that. I was like, we're not doing this.
And we're not going to do like this. That's part of respecting Jungho's privacy. So if something happens where he shows more than he wants to, or something is whatever, we're just going to let it go. We're not going to be weird about it. We're not going to share it. We're not going to zoom in. And even if he does show a ton of skin, like maybe one day he takes his shirt off, we're not gonna zoom in and see like, oh, every little like hair follicle that could be there. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just gonna let the picture be. We're gonna hang it in our temple.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna keeping on. That's what we're gonna do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was five tenants. Feels like a good
That's
number.
Four.
That was four.
Yeah.
Is four good? I mean, four feels good because it's half of eight and eight's a special number.
So it was voting, streaming, respecting choices, and respecting privacy.
I was going to say if it was five, we would have to get three more or cut one. So I do feel good about four.
Four.
But do we need more? Do we have other main tenants?
I feel like this is a good start. We can always go back in and amend the constitution if all of the temple maidens agree, right? Uh-huh.
If you're interested in a temple maiden position, you can email us at... I don't remember our email address.
Who knows?
Oldontini@gmail.com, I think. Or it could
look
just be
Ontini. Look in the chat notes. I think it's in the chat notes. We've got it down there. So go down there. You can email us and let us know what other laws we need to enact. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about iconography, which we were supposed to talk about.
No, we were going to do that in the How Do We Worship.
Oh, that's next.
So we're getting
into... confused by my little arrow. So let's get into it.
We're getting into how do we worship.
How do we worship? What do we do?
I think here's the thing about a religion. Every religion needs its holidays, right? Like that is the kind of unifying thing that brings a religion together. And we've got one tailor-made here. We've got his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got coming up very soon.
Yeah, we've got Jungho's birthday. That's our main holiday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What other holidays do we have? I think, obviously, every comeback is a mini holiday.
Yes. Just, one of those, like, say a quick prayer sort of holiday.
Uh-huh.
Well, the good thing about his birthday is that's also the day that he came back from his hiatus.
Yes. So that's important.
That's why it's such a big day, because it's two holidays in one. His birth and his rebirth, if you will.
Oh, it's like our Easter and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's Easter and Christmas combined.
That's really great for us.
Yeah, it's very, very tidy.
He's thoughtful that way.
Yeah. I mean, we've got the important, like, 80s holidays.
Right.
Like, the high holidays.
Yeah.
So I feel like those belong to, like, all the temples.
Right. All the temples celebrate those.
Right. So we would celebrate those as well, but that's not a Jungho holiday. That's an 80s holiday, right?
In fairness, we would celebrate all of the other temple holidays, too. Like, that's not...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
we all
a block
celebrate
party.
All the holidays. Yeah. But, we're in charge of these, like, the Jungho holidays. We've got to come up with some rites and rituals. What do we think? Mm-hmm. How do we think we can honor Jungho on his birthday in a way that puts good energy to Jungho and to ourselves? A deep philosophical question.
I mean, I think we need to appreciate the greatest gift that he's given us, which is his music. Mm-hmm. So obviously, your first step is you've got to have a playlist.
Here, I think we should back up. I think on his birthday, you should have a sacred watching of his return song, right? That is your moment of rebirth.
Like that's where you start, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's where you culminate. And before that, you stream all of his other like covers and best
I think
moments.
That as the Temple Maidens, we should build this as a Spotify playlist for the people that I can link in the description. This is your... Mm-hmm. We have a lot of Jung Ho streaming playlists between us, but this is not what this is going to be. I think we should do it on YouTube, actually. Because
that's what I was thinking, because we want the visual component as well.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to put like his immortal song stages and stuff.
Yeah.
So we need to put the definitive Jung-ho video collection.
Yes. And you're just going to cue that up. You don't have to watch all, like on Christmas, I watch, what's that one movie? The Christmas Story with Ralphie and the gun. Mm-hmm. I watch that every Christmas. Do I sit and like actually watch it? No, that's not what this is.
It's on the background for vibes.
It's the vibes of the holiday. It's putting everyone in the mood. You can sit down and watch it eventually. Mm-hmm. That's what this definitive Jung Ho playlist is. However, also every Christmas, I watch The Christmas Carol with my eyes while I sit on the couch and I ingest it fully. And that is what you have to do with Jung Ho's return cover from when he came back from his hiatus. Mm-hmm. That one has to be fully taken into your heart as a sacred viewing.
It's how it heals you. You need to be in there in the moment in order for it to really get into your soul.
Yeah. So I think that's like the main thing we do. I feel like we should also, like on Jung Ho's birthday, you know, because like we have traditional Christmas food. I think we should have a cake. I think everyone in the Jung Ho religion, you should have a cake on his birthday.
You need some type of bear food.
I like bear related cake, food. If I'm related.
So like you could get like a little bear cake, a little bear cupcake. You could
bear
get
bear pastries. A lot of Korean shops sell little bear pastries. Bear's big in Korea.
Bear should be big everywhere.
I agree. That's part of our iconography, but we haven't gotten there yet.
You do have to eat Korean food specifically because Jung-ho does not do American food.
Hates it.
Is not interested.
This is back to respecting Jung-ho's choices. There's a very funny interview where they're asking ATs, what food do you miss when you leave America? Mm-hmm. So you're back in Korea. You've just been in America. What food do you miss? All of them say things like Jack in the Box, In-N-Out, Shake Shack. Very American things. Jung-ho says BCD Tofu House, which is a Korean restaurant that exists in New York, LA, and also, yes, in Texas. I've been there. So
you have to go there. You have to go.
Yes. On October 12th, I have to go to BCD Tofu House, and I will be doing that for all of us. But if you live in LA or New York, you should go there too. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a thing we should take on as a family. We're all going to eat Korean food because that's what Jung-ho would want. That is the sacred food of his holiday.
For the people who want to take this to the extremes and who can, you should avoid speaking English on that day.
Yeah.
Because Jung-ho does not respect English. And honestly, as an English teacher, as an English scholar, same. I'm with you. I hear you. I feel you. I agree with you.
All of those boys in these solo songs, they all put English in there. Some of them are fully English. Jung-ho's like, no, not word of English in this song for me. Mm-hmm. It's the only one with a Korean title as well. So that's hard for some of us to do. I am learning Korean. I don't think I can speak. I mean, I would just not speak that day.
I would take a vow of silence for the day.
But this is how we're honoring Jung-ho. So we're gonna have our background Jung-ho playlist. We're gonna have our sacred viewing. We're gonna have Korean food, and we're going to have some sort of bear dessert,
right?
And I believe,
or just like a bear bread. I think.
Yeah. If worse comes to worse, in almost every store, they sell those little bear cookies that are kind of like stuffed with like a chocolate or like a strawberry. Mm-hmm. They're like very tiny, you know, they're like crackers almost. Mm-hmm. But they sell those everywhere. So you can get them in any grocery store.
So Teddy Grahams. You could get a bag of Teddy Grahams.
Right there.
And that will work because it's the spirit of the bear that matters.
Right. I do feel like maybe we should do like the night before, like a Santa Claus, like maybe we leave a Teddy Graham out for Jung-ho.
Oh.
Wait. No. Let's back up. You don't leave the Teddy Graham out. You make an offering of a Ferrero Rocher.
Yes. What's the ritual?
I don't think Jung-ho comes through the chimney. That vibe's not right.
Do we have an altar?
An altar.
For Jung-ho.
A Jung-ho altar. Mm-hmm. I think we do. Well, I mean, like, mm-hmm. I obviously do.
Right, she does.
And I feel like everyone in this religion just has naturally mm-hmm. made their temple offering mm-hmm. altar. So I feel like we can just place a single Ferrero Rocher the mm-hmm. night before Jung-ho's birthday mm-hmm. on our Jung-ho altar mm-hmm. to invite Jung-ho into our life for right. his birthday.
Okay.
Invite his spirit in.
And then the next morning, that's the first thing that you eat, maybe? Now that it's absorbed the spirit of Jung-ho, mm-hmm. then we take it and we ingest it.
I know that not everyone is a coffee drinker. I know you're not a coffee drinker, but Jung-ho mm-hmm. is a coffee drinker. So if you are a coffee drinker, I think the correct way to start your morning on Jung-ho's birthday is to take your Ferrero Rocher offering and have mm-hmm. it with your morning cup of coffee. I think that's the correct
preferably way. Iced Americano,
right,
which is his drinks them all the time.
And if you are not a coffee drinker, then perhaps you can have your Ferrero Rocher with your tea. It's not the same, obviously.
It's not the same. You're not as good as everyone else, but you know
it is. It has to do what it has to do. It's fine.
Maybe this is like the one day a year that you sacrifice and you drink the coffee.
I think it would be really nice if during the sacred viewing, if you did that kind of at night after dinner mm-hmm. and maybe had like a glass of red wine. Also likes wine, Jung-ho.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know if I mean, know about him.
He's a big drinker anyway. He likes a social drink. He loves mm-hmm. it. He's mm-hmm. really good at it. I'm not a drinker at all. Mm-hmm. So I would have to do like a sparkling.
Maybe you could get like a rosé.
Maybe get like a rosé. Something very gentle.
Right. We're just, you know, it's just the spirit of
the
thing.
It's the spirit, yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's the intention that you bring with it. You're mm-hmm. channeling, you're trying to take an interest in Jung-ho's interests, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which, as we have identified, are bears, coffee, and wine. So you're welcome, right? Everyone. Mm-hmm. Nailing mm-hmm. it. That also brings us to our iconography.
He also does love, he likes fishing, mm-hmm. he likes sports and things like that. He does not like bugs. He does not like the cold.
If you can honorarily kill a bug in his honor.
I have so many opportunities for that. I make daily bug sacrifices to Jung-ho because I live country adjacent and they're just everywhere. They're just everywhere.
I would tell a really upsetting story about a bug, but I don't think I can relive it, so I'm not going to.
Is it the bug from my house?
No.
It's not from my house?
It's from my house. I saw it and I screamed as loud as I possibly could and ran out of the room and fell to the ground. That's how I react when I see a bug. It's very similar to Jung-ho.
Jung-ho is going to nope right out of there. He does not stay for bugs. This is why I have placed Jung-ho on my zombie apocalypse survival squad, because right. I know that this is a thing that I can do for him, because I am not afraid of bugs. Mm-hmm. I am annoyed by them.
Jung-ho and I'm not afraid of them. Fighting with each other to get away from that.
So I'm going to take Jung-ho. Uh-huh. He's going to be my responsibility in the apocalypse. There we go. There mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. My whole job is just to keep him safe from bugs, because that's a thing that I can do reliably.
I think that's great. But I screamed, right? Like, I fully mm-hmm. screamed. My son, who is 12, and my husband were both in the house. Mm-hmm. Do you think either of them came to check on me?
I'm going
to
say no.
No.
Which
no,
tells me that you must be screaming a lot if they're like, eh. It's just Rachel.
Well,
it's fine.
So I like left the room after I, you know, got up off the ground. I like mm-hmm. left the room and I was like, Jeffrey, you have to come upstairs and help me. I was like, did y'all not hear me scream? And William was like, well, we just thought you stubbed your toe. And I was like, you thought that I physically hurt myself. And y'all all thought that what you should do was ignore it. Is that what you're saying to me?
It's very funny because I did the same thing to her because she fell down the stairs in my house because it was dark. I just told her, I'm like, well, there's nothing I could do about it. You were already down, so what do I do?
No one is coming to my rescue. Yeah, I was just like, I think that's worse that y'all thought I hurt myself that seriously, and y'all just weren't like gonna come. Y'all were just gonna keep watching TV. So that's for the people.
Anyways, where were we?
Oh, okay. So back to the holidays. Well, let's go back to the holidays because I do think our other holidays are the comebacks. So whatever the comebacks are, and also concert days. When we attend the concert, I think
when we attend. I was like, oh my goodness,
I think the concert, going to the concert is a pilgrimage. So how does the Jung Ho fan make their pilgrimage to the concert? You have to have at least one bear on you.
You've got to have a bear on you.
Point blank.
Like, I don't think it has to be. At least one. It doesn't have to be Jung bear specifically.
It doesn't have to be Jung bear.
But there needs to be bear representation.
Right. You'd have bear earrings. You could have a bear necklace, a bear hair clip. I have a bear hair clip. I have a bear everything, so that's like I'm not a, like a good
base. She's got so many bears.
I'm not like a good base for this. Yeah. I don't know what the normal person has as far as bear goes, but you have to have one bear. I don't care what bear. I don't care where it's at. You have to bring a bear to that concert. That's how you make your pilgrimage. You have to bring a bear. I'm not like a person who thinks you need to bring signs or anything else, so I think that is really the only requirement. You have to have a bear somewhere.
It's like you've got a mark. Yourself.
You have to have
a visual representation that you are from the temple of CJH.
I'm going to get a shirt someday. That says the temple of CJH. I think that would be so good.
That would be very funny with like Greek and Grecian like columns.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like
and
a statue.
Just like a bear in the center. We could stylize Jung Bear as like a Greek statue. This is going to be a good shirt.
Give him like a little laurel crown in addition to his little sprig.
You guys get ready. I'm going to be working so hard on this.
She has nothing else to do.
Luckily, the best news is that I'm an expert Jung Bear drawer. It's basically the only thing I can draw, and I draw it a lot. So, okay.
Does that take us into iconography?
I think it does. We didn't talk about the comebacks. How would you say that a CJH person celebrates a comeback?
Why don't you just listen? I would say listen to the album as a given.
Right.
Watch is the there music any, video. Is it given?
Is there any special thing that you should do? Or is it just, is a comeback more of an everyone holiday?
I think comebacks are more of an everyone holiday. You know, there can be some that we feel are more sacred to Jung-ho than other comebacks. Like, I would say Halazia is a pretty sacred comeback for Jung-ho.
Yes.
Outlaw, maybe not so much, except he did have his purple hair. So, Crazy Form, a really, really good one for Jung-ho because that was his first one after his hiatus. And he does have a nice little moment. He is, however, missing from the dance. So you really have to kind of decide, like, okay, which ones are the ones that we fear, that we feel are like, that carry the spirit of Jung-ho in them.
Right.
But
you
honestly, it is kind of all
holidays.
Of them. I do feel like when it comes to the comebacks, I feel like if we're trying to celebrate every single one, that's a lot.
But I mean, like when they, I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about like when they have, like if they have a comeback in that year.
Oh, when it's currently happening, not the anniversaries.
Yeah. I was not thinking about the anniversaries.
Oh, okay.
I really feel like that's more of a personal choice.
I think, you know, for comebacks that are currently happening, you get out there and you.
If there is a digipack with Jung-ho's face on it, you fucking buy it.
You have to buy it. You do have to. You do have to buy that. I'm you know, we're not saying, you know, within your means, within your income.
Yes.
You know,
if you're buying, okay, here's what I'll say. If you are buying any of the digipacks, then you do have to buy the Jung-ho one. If you're going to be a member of the CJH. I'm not saying that a member of the CGH has to buy one. I am saying that if you are buying one, it does have, you do have to buy Jung-ho's.
Right. Like if you buy OT7, but you don't get Jung-ho, what are you doing in our temple? Is what we're saying. Yeah.
That was more my thing. Like when there is a comeback coming, should you bring something Jung-ho to the event, like at the pop-up?
Well, I think it's the same thing as with the pilgrimage. You've got to have your bear, your mark of the bear on you somewhere.
I truly think that we should always have the mark of the bear on us.
Shouldn't the bear always be on us?
Yeah. I almost feel I think you should up the ante of the bear. When you go to the concert and when you go to the pop-up. But I feel like as your everyday, you should have some bear representative on your person at all times. I feel it. I'm sorry. I don't care what it is, but I feel like you should have it. Even if it's just a tiny bear keychain.
What I'm hearing is that someday when you make me my bracelets, my Jung-ho bracelet does need to have a bear on it.
My Jung-ho bracelet has a bear on it.
That doesn't help me. I need my Jung-ho bracelet to have a bear on it as well, so that I'm always covered.
Right.
I mean, I often will have, I've got my little Jongo guardian angel. He's the only guardian angel that I brought, that I bought, but his job is just to be my guardian angel in addition to whoever my patron saint of the week is. So I will typically have him with me. I always put him on my backpack and carry him with me to school, but it's good to be covered just in case.
I agree. So. Okay. So the mark of the bear, that's important. We have to have the mark of the bear. I think maybe if like at a concert or a pop-up day, like maybe if you just mention Jungho to someone, then that's good enough.
Be available to trade for his PCs if people are trying to get rid of them. Something else you can do at concerts is make sure that if people have gotten their grubby fingers on some Jungho and they're not satisfied, that you're there to like sweep that away from them.
Rescue.
They're undeserving.
So now I think we've passed iconography. So we do have more iconography though. We've got bears. Apples also big.
Yes.
I would argue that
the color purple.
The color purple, big. I was going to say paper airplanes, which I know might be a reach, but I feel it. I think that there's a lot of symbolism with paper airplanes associated with Jungho items. So I think you could get there.
It does feel like a reach to me still.
Well, he made that mirror that's got paper airplanes on it. That was his design. And then on his like solo track preview, it was like paper airplanes flying around. So I do think... I do think he has some affinity for paper airplanes. But bears, apples, the color purple. Do we have any other iconography?
Collared shirts.
Collared shirts. Wine, coffee.
Just anything that makes you think of Jungho. Some things are like major symbols, and then some things are kind of minor symbols.
I mean, if you think about it in terms of like Christianity, the main symbol is the cross, right? Like that that is the iconography that everyone knows. And I think the bear is our cross. Like that's our iconography. The bear. Now, if we want to like go a step further, then you can kind of add in some of the others, but those are like more, you know, sometimes you have the like praying hands in Christianity. That can be our apple.
doves, olive branches, rainbows were originally a Christian thing. Yes. And still can be. Everybody stop being stupid.
People are so weird about rainbows.
They really are, but they got to like, get over that.
If anyone has a rainbow, they're like, oh, that's a gay person. Like, I wear rainbows all the time because I think they're very pretty. I mean, I do support gay people.
A rainbow is a thing that exists in nature. Right. So you can't take that away from everybody.
If you think that my rainbow means something because I support people, like, so that's not a big deal, but it is weird when people are like, oh, okay, that a rainbow means that they're obviously this, and it's like, no, I really just like rainbows. I think they're really cool and chill. Like, rainbows make me happy. I like all the colors. They fill my heart with joy, so you know,
I like that they give me a means of organization for colors. Like that makes nice, that fills my heart with joy, so
that is nice. That is nice.
We can all appreciate rainbows in our own way. So there are other like secondary kind of symbols that you will see a lot.
Microphones.
Right. The microphone too. Yeah. But I do feel like the top ones would be like the bear, the apple, the color purple, and the paper airplane, which is a lesser known one, the way that like the olive branch is a lesser known one for Christianity.
Yeah. Okay. So those are our main iconographies. This religion's really shaping up.
It's really coming right together. So now we've got it together, right? So it's time for us to go to church. It's time to go to church.
Everyone's trying to go to church.
Welcome to our first church service at the temple.
We are going to listen to some Jungho high notes, not all of them. Just listen to some of them, and we're going to rank them.
Here's what I love about us trying to do this is that I know because I know you and I know me, is that neither one of us has like planned ahead for what songs and what part of the song is the high note.
Here's what I can tell you. The high note is almost always going to be around like 2 minutes and 50 seconds. So that's
you're going to have some fun time editing this episode. I think I am. Here's what I recommend.
Tell me.
What if, we introduce our tiers. Say these are the tiers that we're going to rank the high notes as. And then each one of us proposes one or two songs based on that tier.
We're going to have to pull it from the depths of our memory.
You think I'm unfamiliar with AT's discography?
I don't think that. I think I'm unfamiliar with how good Jungho's high notes are in each song because I haven't sat down and done the study. I mean, this is years of study, right? Like
this is years of study, but this is what
the priests go to the preschool for.
This is what our hearts are saying. This is the spirit of Jungho speaking through us. Mm. So let's start at the bottom. Okay, so let's start with our tears. Here are our tears. There's at the bottom level, Eden, where's the high note?
Yeah, this is the lowest level of Jungho high note. Mm-hmm. There is, like, in our ranking system, Eden, where's the high note? That's the floor. Where is it? Why isn't it here?
Yeah. What's happening? Eden, please. The tier above that, level three, this is the standard. This is the Jungho standard.
It's fantastic. It's
good. It's there.
It's the standard. It's the standard. That's what we're building the religion around. So the standard implies that it is incredible because a religion came
this
from it.
This high note was good enough for me to build a religion on. The foundation, right?
Yeah.
Level two is I'm ascending to heaven.
Ascension.
I'm ascending. Ascension.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is, I'm ascending. I'm flying on the wings of this high note.
This is when you start feeling that soaring feeling in your chest.
Yeah.
Right? This is when we start getting into the spiritual experience of the listening.
Top tier is, I have ascended to a new plane of existence. I am staring into the face of God.
I'm changed as a person on a molecular level.
My DNA is different than it was. So this is the new plane.
Yes.
So we need to start at the bottom.
So every way up. Every Jungho high note fits into that. So the people understand.
It's one of those four.
One of those four
there
categories.
There are no other categories.
Correct. There are no other categories. We're being very clear here. I do want to talk about things we can consider because you and I had kind of talked about this. Because like every high note is good, right? Like Jungho hits them good every time. Some things that you can consider when you're thinking about like where is this fall on this rank? How long is the high note? How high is the high note? Is he singing words for the high note? Or is it an ad lib? Because there are many songs where his high note is actually just an ad lib. Like he's just hitting an ad lib. So what is happening in the song? The placement of it in the song? So those are all things that can be considered. They are not, they don't all have to be considered. Like if you're just moved a certain way, you're moved, right? But those are some, you know, some guideposts. All right, so it's time to take the people to church. We've got our four categories, and we are going to start with Eden, Where's the High Note?
Yeah.
And I have two songs that I would put in this category. One of them is Blind.
Okay.
And one of them is Man on Fire. And as far as I'm concerned, they do not have a high note.
A true Jungho high note. I also have two.
Okay.
One of them is Empty Box.
Empty Box. Okay.
The other one, I guess this category would be Hong Jung, where's the high note? Because the other one is Selfish Waltz.
I will say that Golden Hour Part 1, very low on high notes. Felt like we were really...
A real drought.
It was a rough time to be in the temple of CJH, wandering 40 years through the desert.
Glorious, wonderful, beautiful songs. I love them, but there just isn't a high note. So that's why they go in this tier.
So now we've got the standard.
The standard.
So to me, the standard is just like, this is Jungho doing what Jungho does. The song builds to his high note.
It is meeting expectations.
And I did put Bouncy here. I thought Bouncy didn't have a high note because it's just so like, it's very short and it's just one and done. I did notice as I was going through and getting these timestamps that the ones that really, the longer the high note, the more likely I was to put it in a higher category. So the timestamp really did make a difference. I will play our Bouncy high note for us and you guys can judge whether or not, going too early. Okay. So I have that his high note starts at 233 and ends at 237. So that is what I will be playing for us. It's a standard, excellent high note from Jungho. And that's it. It's like a single line and he doesn't hold it for that long. It's the standard high note.
Okay.
Sounds great in the song.
You want me to do one of mine and then you do
One of yours and then we'll come back to mine because I think mine might upset you.
Why? This is the standard. This isn't a bad tier. Standard. It's just the
it's
standard
true.
Tier.
Okay.
Mine is Say My Name.
Oh, Say My Name.
It's just
one of my favorite songs.
This is the Jungho. I know its timestamp is 302, but I'm a little bit ahead of that.
Excellent work, Jung-ho. Excellent work. You've done excellent work.
He did do it.
Okay. My next one is Answer. And the only reason I thought this was to upset you is not because it's a bad high note. Obviously, it's an excellent high note. This is an excellent song. Is because I feel like you do think that this song is a spiritual.
The song is, is, Jung-ho's high note isn't carrying that weight.
Right. Right.
It's not elevating it. Like, it's the whole song is doing
it is,
that.
It is
for
a majestic song.
Yeah.
So I have that his high note is 252 to 302, so 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And almost like a 3 minute and 30 second song. I've got it a little before then, but let me play her for us. Oh, he does keep going. He does a woohoo. Sorry. Yeah. There it is. Now we're at 302. So he does get his woohoo in there. So it is 10 seconds. You know, he's got a line and then he's got some ad-libs after it. Beautiful. Absolutely majestic. That beat drop after. Perfect. Mm-hmm. The standard. Mm-hmm. Love it. So that's okay. The song I bring to our standard.
All right. My other standard is Not Okay.
Not Okay.
At 255.
It's very good. It's very good. You know, you call it the standard, but you still feel your heart sore, don't you?
Still like.
Oh, Jung-ho, take me home. Okay, our next tier. Listen, I'm not actually sure that it, well, the tier is ascending into heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that my first one actually fits here, but I put it here anyway. So you can just.
Because we do what we
this,
do.
This is my list. Uh-huh. And it is To Be Your Light.
Okay.
I think that To Be Your Light doesn't have as high as a high note as some of the other songs that ATEEZ has. It is not an Eden Airy song. It is produced by someone else. Mm-hmm. I have the high note at about 240 to 253. Mm-hmm. So this is my ascending into heaven category. Just please keep that in mind. I'm going to start a little before then. There's kind of like a background high note that he's doing. Like he's mm-hmm. layered his own vocals on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we hear other members of ATEEZ singing over Jung-ho's high notes. Like he's mm-hmm. doing an ad lib and they're singing over it. In this one, we have Jung-ho doing the high note and him singing
nice.
Over it.
It's
and
nice.
I do think that adds a little special spice. Like I'm not mm-hmm. sure that he mm-hmm. has like the most, like the longest or highest note here. But mm-hmm. I do think his own vocals layered over his high note does bring it into the ascension category for me. That's my argument. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, okay. I think it would just be okay. a standard.
My first one is Sunrise.
I love Sunrise.
I do think it is being elevated. It's a good high note. I do think it is being elevated by the fact that it's in Sunrise and Light.
Yes.
So here it is at 239. Mm-hmm. I like it when he gets a little whistle in there. I like it. Goes up into his
too.
Head voice. It's so like delicious.
It's very satisfying.
And perfect.
I'm telling you that the length of the high note does appear to be critical for me because we're just going to be getting longer and longer sections of these songs. My second one is Turbulence. Turbulence, and it is at 235. I just like that I'm just going to replay every single song each time. Like, I've never used a phone before. I find phones very hard. Mm. I think what we're going to find a lot in this, you know, ascending into heaven is that he will complete a full line and then we'll get a woohoo at the end.
Yeah, you get a little bonus. Uh-huh.
It's that woohoo at the end that really is pulling us past the standard and into the, oh, I'm starting to feel a lift in my soul. That woohoo is really, and then what we're going to see for the new plane of existence is that we are going to be like at a sustained high level.
We're just
for
up
a
here
long
now.
Time. Mm-hmm. Up mm-hmm. here, note after note, every like other things are happening and we're still hitting high notes just, and that's taking us into this new level of existence.
Mm.
Do you want to play one of yours first? We might have the
same.
Well,
no, I have my second ascending. I haven't done my ascending yet.
Sorry. I got so excited.
She's like, I'm ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's like, I've already ascended. I'm ready to get up here. So my second one for ascending is Better.
Mm.
And this one is interesting because for this one actually like ends the song, which we don't normally get with the high
notes. It's pretty, you can pretty easily find Jungho's high notes at 2 minutes and 30 seconds if you're looking.
This one's at 3:15.
Yeah, that lift. That's how he takes us into heaven.
That's how we get there. That's just that extra. We think we're there.
We ride that lift.
You know how when you're on a plane and you're taking off and you start going really fast and it's like, wow, this is the fastest I've ever gone. And then you go faster at takeoff. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
It's like there's, I can't get higher than this. But then he does. It's
like, it does feel like it kind of breaks that like, wow, I didn't know a human could do this.
I didn't know we could keep doing this. Before I get to the new plane of existence, I've got a special shout out that I want to give.
Okay.
That I didn't queue up like I should have, but this one is a specific, if sort of like a subcategory for ad libs specifically that really lift my heart. And this is actually Lemon Drop.
I contemplated Lemon Drop because it is very good.
I feel like none of y'all have really paid attention to it, so you need to pay attention right now. Listen, he's still going. And he keeps going, but like, you know.
Some of these, I do feel like once you've seen them live, you notice them more because Edenary does layer Jungho's voice in a lot. Like, there are many high notes where we have other members kind of singing over his high note, which is purposeful. Like, that is how they're building the song. And that's kind of how they're making these, like, epic sounds by using his voice as a layer. But until you see him perform it live, you don't really realize that's what's happening. Lemon Drop is like him. It's very good. Here's mine. Let me find it. Okay, my first new plane of existence is Wake Up. And the high note goes from 230 to 250. That is 20 seconds of delicious content for the temple of CJH to just be chewing on. See how he gets that twice in there?
It's crazy.
So you get a really good line from him, and then you get two ahs, which is just. And I do think this one is the new plane of existence is added to your. I've noticed by like the members with their like chanting while he's singing. That is really that is what really makes a high note for me is that chant while he sings his high note. That is really good. That is really church like. That is really beautiful for my religion.
My first one, Silver Light. Being elevated by the song as well, but also does that thing where I just can't describe it. Here, you.
It's so good.
Yep.
I feel like he hits one more note after that. Like he's got like a little like da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na, like that kind of goes lower.
Yeah. There it is.
And that's mm-hmm. that's very good. Mm-hmm. 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 So my top pick and also my recent discovery and also mm-hmm. your recent discovery, I imagine mm-hmm. if you knew it, like you would have picked this one if you knew that, like if you didn't think I would pick it, but obviously I was going to pick it. Mm-hmm. So my top pick is We Know. Mm-hmm. And you just haven't lived until you've seen Jungho perform We Know live. Like I just fully believe it. Like, okay, so We Know starts at 3, so 3 minutes, and doesn't end until 3:39. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. almost 40 full seconds of prolonged, incredible high notes. Like, that is, mm-hmm. that's good for the soul. Here we go. We're going to listen to a full 40 seconds. This is when we'll get copyright struck.
If they can even find us.
It's so late in the episode, too. I don't know. I don't know that the people can find us. Here we go. It's not over. And now it's over. So yeah, there are breaks in it, but I'm sorry. That is, like, those 3 seconds breaks don't mean anything to me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. that is sustained for so long. Oh, delicious. So that's my official worship song, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think my official one would have been Silverlight. Mm. I did have both We Know and Wake Up on my list. I was like, I know she's going to pick those, but I'm just going to have them in my back pocket.
Uh-huh, just in case she doesn't.
Just in case she doesn't. I do have one last one.
Okay.
Which I kind of wasn't sure whether if it really fit here in the new plane of existence. I think it is another example of it kind of being elevated by the whole song. Mm. And it is actually Dune.
Oh, no, Dune does have a good high note.
So just that, I feel like he's mm-hmm. just all over that song. He's just mm-hmm. everywhere. So it was hard to like pick like the one moment, but that like, mm-hmm. it's that climbing, that literal like ascension. And then here mm-hmm. we are and we're just living in it mm-hmm. for a moment.
And I think the thing that makes it so, like I said, I don't know anything about vocal terminology. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about song structure. I don't know anything about singing, but the way the sound just feels so open, it feels so like mm-hmm. full, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't like, it just feels like it's wrapping around you and surrounding you and taking you with it. Like it just really is like, it sounds so full in person. Like it's hard to mm-hmm. describe the experience of hearing Jungho sing these high notes.
You don't know unless you're in the room.
He's obviously got a very good voice, and you can hear that in any song. You can hear it on any stage. But if you have not heard Jungho live in the room, you haven't heard Jungho. Mm-hmm. You just haven't. Mm-hmm. It's just not the mm-hmm. same.
It's not the same.
So I hope everyone as part of the Temple of CJH gets to experience Jungho live one day. I know they haven't yes. toured everyone. I know that we're very privileged to have seen him sing these songs mm-hmm. so many times. I hope everyone gets to have that experience, because it really is an experience.
Yes, for sure.
Anything else we should add about our religion? I think that's it. We've gone to church. I think that's it. Our tenets.
We went to church.
We've done it.
Everything written down. Our constitution is ready to go. We're going to file it so that
we're going to make some pamphlets to hand out to the people.
Right. Tracts. is what they are called. Some religious tracts. So that we can bring some more people into the fold.
Mm-hmm. And we suggest that you also share the good word. Mm-hmm. Other people deserve to be saved too.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep this joy and happiness just for yourself. No. That's selfish.
No gatekeeping. We do not. We only gatekeep from the OT7 stands.
Another thing, we're going to go back to the tenants. Another thing
back.
I need.
We're going back. Sorry. We're not done.
If I was good at editing and I cared, I would remove this part and put it back where it should belong. But I'm not good at editing and I don't care.
It's so not that it's hard. It's just a copy paste situation. But
I
okay.
I don't care.
Okay. She doesn't care. She doesn't care, everyone.
Another thing we need to stop doing as a fandom, as Temple of CJH worshippers, is stop going on Twitter and saying, it makes me so mad that no one wants my Jung-ho freebies. Don't give those people attention and just shut up. And we don't need to know about it. Just let me and Jung-ho live in peace. Like, we don't need to know that other A-teenies aren't supporters of the CJH. Like, that's not knowledge I need to have.
Similarly, if someone is talking shit about his vocals, I don't need you retweeting that or quote tweeting it. You could take that to your group chat or to your private and complain amongst your people. But if I haven't seen it, I don't know that it exists. And I don't need you bringing that to my attention.
I don't need it and I don't want to see it. In the Temple of CGH, we are all about spreading joyous Jung-ho moments. And
I am all
not...
for subtweeting. I'm uh-huh. all for subtweeting. Mm-hmm. Subtweet away. I don't need your quote tweets. I don't need that. I don't need your repost. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Keep that to yourself.
By the way, those people with blue check marks, they get paid every time you quote tweet them. So don't quote tweet them. Take a picture of it if you must. But do not quote tweet them. Mm-hmm. That's just a political aside.
A little bonus.
All right. So should we have a closing? I feel like we should have a final prayer for the Church of CJH. In Jung-ho we trust.
In Jung-ho we trust.
It's a pretty bad closing. Whatever. Thank you for joining us for today's chat. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast.
If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, you can email us at oldontini@gmail.com.
If you love books, you can also follow along with our spinoff podcast, Readers of the Lost Art.
We'll see you next time. Be the light.